One of the most grueling sporting events you can put yourself through is a triathlon. It's a 1,500-meter swim, a 40K bike ride, and 10K run. And only the fittest people can do them, and they're near impossible for most people in their 20s and 30s and 40s and probably 50s and 60s. But imagine being in your 70s and taking on a triathlon. Well, Alf Lakin is doing just that. This is a bloke who just a few years ago could barely swim due to chronic bone condition called Paget's disease. Despite his condition and severe back pain, he completed his first triathlon in September of 2015. He fell in love with the sport. He started training like mad. He's now one of the best in Australia in his age group. We spoke to Alf last year when he was training to go to the Triathlon World Championships in Mexico at the age of 75. He's now training to go to the World Championships in the Netherlands. And Alf is on the line. Alf, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Mate, I'm very well. You were 75 last time we spoke. That means you must be 76.
Yeah, I'll be 76 and I'll be 77 on the day of the championships in Netherlands.
When's that? September, is it?
September 17, yeah.
You ready to go?
Mentally, I'm ready to go. I think a bit, little bit more physically, I've got to get going again. But I've still got about 16 weeks to get there, so I'll get there.
Our listeners chipped in a bit of money last time, as I remember, to make sure that you got to Mexico.
They certainly did. I said, without your listeners, I wouldn't have been able to go. And the 2GB and all your listeners done a great job for me.
How did you go in Mexico?
There was a field of around 13, and I finished 7th in my field, so I'm number 7 in the world at the moment, which is not bad.
And as far as the form goes heading into the Netherlands, are you looking good?
Yes, I've had a couple of firsts in my age group, of course, in the triathlons, and I finished 2nd in the Australian Championships, which had a field of about 4 or 5 from all over Australia, and which let me qualify for the Australian team again.
Well, look, we love seeing people have a crack, and at age 76, I think you're a poster boy to plenty of people out there who probably want to get off the couch and make a go of things and do something. Life be in it, as Norm used to say, get in there and do something. Now, you're fundraising again to try and get over there to get to the Netherlands. I know you've got a GoFundMe page, so what we'll do, when I post this interview up on 2GB.com, which will be in about 5 minutes from now, there'll be a link to your GoFundMe page because you're trying to raise about $3,000, are you?
Something like that, yes.
And that's just for the basics. I mean, it's not like you're flying first class and staying in a 5-star hotel. I mean, you're doing it pretty basically, aren't you?
I mean, it costs $900 just to enter because it's all self-funded. And to get the bike over there, it cost me nearly $900 to get it to Mexico.
Yeah.
So it does cost a lot of money, and particularly when you're on the pension.
All right. Well, look, we hate to tap people twice because you were so generous last year in helping Alf get to Mexico for the World Triathlon Championships. But if you've got it, a little dollar or two spare, or if you just want to see a bloke go over and have a crack at age 76 and represent Australia, you can go to his GoFundMe page the moment we post this interview up on 2GB.com. It'll be there in about 5 minutes. Alf, good luck, mate. I hope you raise that money.
Thanks very much, Ben, and I'll talk to you when I come back.
Good on you, mate. Alf Lakin, 76, and hopefully he'll be off to the World Championships.